On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Fine. Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me what.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me what.
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's Monday. That means it's Victory Day here in Canada.
Woohoo, we won. I am winning more than Charlie Sheen.
She's Charlie Sheen.
I have tiger blood. I wasn't dragon blood. I always mix that up.
Tori is, she's an actress, she's a humorist, and she is a oracle. And she joins us
I predict things.
Mondays.
That's fine.
She does, and she's very accurate, and she doesn't like to brag about it. She doesn't walk around saying,
nope.
I did this.
Didn't put out a shingle either.
No?
No. Visit. I don't want your money.
She's had shingles.
I've never had shingles.
I don't know if
I don't
I
want them.
Not.
That sounds scary. I took a shot. I'm so supposed to get them ever my whole life, I think. I think I need one more shot, though.
Like I think you need one more. I think it's
I
a
do.
Two-shot
I know.
Deal.
I forgot if I'm going to do for that.
You know what?
They never told me.
Here's the deal. Because I went to CVS, America's largest drugstore, and I got my first shingle shot, and they didn't have the second one in yet.
No.
So they said, we'll come back in a month. And that was like in September.
Yeah, mine was September,
so,
too.
Like,
you have to wait
to
3 months. It's 1 to 3
okay.
months.
Okay. Okay.
But now we're out of the window,
we're out
I
of
think.
The window, and I don't know if they have it or not. Like, now it's up to... Now no, I have to go in
listen,
there and ask?
Dude, you
is
went
that
to
my
a,
job?
You went to a drugstore? Listen,
yes.
I went to my physician, and I had, like, a professional do this.
Yeah.
This is serious business.
And they
I don't
didn't
want
even
these
have
nitwits.
It, right? But they didn't even have it. Now you have to go back to your
just
professional.
Go to the supermarket. Same
you have
thing.
To go back.
Go to a gas station. I mean, what is this about? Just anyone else can give people injections.
I can give you a shingle shot if you want.
Yeah, no. I don't even know what that means. So... I go to physicians because they like went to a school and stuff.
What, in order to give you an injection?
That's just nurses do it.
Shingles?
But still, they do it all the time. They're not just filling pill bottles and then, not time to give an injection. How do you do that again?
Sounds like a Jewish person that's not married. Are you married or are you shingle?
Right.
All right, fine.
Anyway.
She's Tori Lagarde, and that was my point.
I'm an oracle.
And she's an oracle.
And I don't. I'm not going to predict for you. I just do it for Ron and people I know.
And it works.
Don't ask me.
It works. And you'd have to ask her, like, were you right? And she'd say, yeah, I was, but I won't talk about it. So, yeah. You know, it's fantastic.
I was never
fantastic.
Wrong.
She's not really a clairvoyant. She doesn't find missing children. I
no,
don't. I
no.
don't, because I prefer they just, like, get a stay away from me. So
it's,
I don't want to find them.
Like, I don't know how I can see, like, so far into the future. Not very far, but enough to know a feeling, and then it comes to pass. I don't even know what that means. I don't have dreams about it.
Yeah.
It's just happening. Because we've all done this before. This has all been done. It's like almost like the Matrix. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but
I don't know.
This has already happened.
I don't know. That's one of those words that just means everything.
Donald Trump is meant to be president. As bad as that sounds, everything is the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to learn from things. It's a journey and lessons.
Everything, yeah, that's what Obama said. Everything's a teachable
moment.
He was
a good guy.
But I say to Obama, enough teachable moments. That's
I know, right?
Enough. Isn't there a quota involved? Do we have a ceiling here?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
But happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do on
it. I know. There's no
laundry?
Mail.
I don't even know. Separate my colors.
We
really don't know.
We don't get mail. There's no mail today. It's a federal holiday. No school. No mail.
Let me tell you
no
something.
Garbage.
Let me tell you.
Pick up.
I don't get garbage every day.
Right.
Every time I don't get mail.
Yeah.
I don't get a bill.
So it's a good day?
It's a good day. It's a good day. When I go to the mail,
really?
I literally when
you
I go to the mailbox.
You spend that much, you have bills everywhere?
Wow. Not everywhere.
Gosh.
Just the ones that come in. Just the ones that I buy things from.
Oh, okay.
And when I go to the mailbox, I always say to myself, oh my God, I hope it's something that I can handle.
You don't sing that song every time you go to the mailbox? Makes me want to wag my tail.
Oh, no.
Here it comes mail.
I fear the mailbox.
The Blue's Clues song?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
We just got a letter. I fear it. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Singing like a true oracle.
Yes.
Hey, hey, it's good to see you. Hey.
We just got, by the way, quickly, we just got over Christmas, didn't we? The holidays.
So I hear.
What's with the lights? I've been trying to say this.
They're still on the houses. Oh, my God.
Yep. I saw a snowman.
Yep.
I'm going to go pop it because it's right across the street from me.
You're not supposed to do that.
I'm not going to do it. They probably have cameras. I can't do anything.
You know when you pop a snowman, which is like a pimple?
Oh, no.
I think it's funny because I think it annoys the kids because the snowman and the big inflatable Santa, they deflate.
Yeah.
And it's usually face down. Yep. And when a kid like is being driven by his parents, they go, oh, my God, Santa's dead.
Yeah. Yes, he died.
Face down.
They're all over the lawns. It's debris.
Yeah. Worse is on their back.
Oh, he's like a turtle.
Yeah.
Stuck there. He just had to die.
Until next year.
But January 6th was called Little Christmas. And that was when the Epiphany, I wrote it down.
What?
It's January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany.
It's in
Ireland, and the trees come down. So we're already past that. That was a thing.
Okay, yeah, of course. Well, of course, we're way past that.
So what's with these lights?
I don't know.
I get that they have maybe the clear ones on windows and maybe a wreath or here or there. Mm-hmm. It's okay because but are they winter lights now? We're going to call them winter lights as opposed to Christmas lights?
The festival lights.
I'm sick of it. Yeah. Dude, do you know what? These desperate people are clinging to the last, they're trying to hang on to their holidays.
Well,
you're pathetic.
No, it's not. No, Tori, that's not.
Will Ferrell made a movie about you called Elf
because
it's a joke. You're a joke.
Okay.
If you keep your lights out and your Santa's on your lawn, in January and in February?
Tori, I know the reason, though. And I have a
tinge. They're lazy. It's apathy, right?
Apathy? Procrastination.
I know. Yeah.
Procrastination is the bane of our existence.
I know, right?
And I have it. I have it within me.
You have it in spades. You do.
I have it within me.
Yes, yes.
I feel it in my bones. I want to do things.
Right.
But I just can't bring myself to
do
it. I'll do it
you
later.
You have no motivation.
I plan things really well.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And then I go, I'm going to replan this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I do a lot of rescheduling.
Are you a failure?
No, I just do a lot of rescheduling. I'm really good at rescheduling.
Oh, well, that's kind of failing.
It is failing.
It's
failing to do it when you desire. But I reschedule.
Oh, well.
I reschedule. So it's okay.
Like when you call the doctor and you have to cancel an appointment, they say, would you like to reschedule? I always say, yeah, you know what? I'll just wing it. I'll get back to you. Yeah. Don't call us. We'll call you.
I think at that point, everybody would just assume, no, I don't want to reschedule. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we're done.
We are done.
But you can't do that.
I don't know. I think I can.
I've already put up my Martin Luther King Day decorations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they consist of?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Is it a menorah?
I'm procrastinating.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
It's one candle. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's a holiday that they don't celebrate in Arizona, or do they? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. Arizona doesn't even do the time zone change, I don't believe.
They're like rebels.
Yeah, they really are.
They belong in the South.
They belong in
another
country.
Not the Southwest, just the South.
Just the South.
Oh, I saw that movie, Harriet. It was really good. Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman, yeah.
Very engaging.
Yeah.
Good for her.
What a great tennis player.
Really?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It was like the Civil War and stuff.
I know that, right? I know that.
I just want to say, I can't believe the South and how they behaved. Yeah. I am so disgusted in the South right now. So when I go to Atlanta next month, I'm going to be really disgusted.
I never understood the term Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
There was no train. There was no train.
But it's a system, right? Of
tunnels.
Moving
there
people.
Were tunnels.
They're
there
moving
were tunnels.
People. Yeah.
Where are the railroads?
Frederick Douglass, he had a small role in this.
Is every tunnel a railroad? What is that about?
I don't know. I didn't
unless
read the logistics
involved,
of it.
Unless there's a train involved, let's stop that.
It was
let's
dangerous.
Let's stop that terminology. Of course,
see,
it was extremely dangerous.
She was free. Free.
No, she was incredible. She was an incredible woman.
She came to the Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and then she went back to get her husband.
Yeah,
she was married.
Right.
He thought she was dead, so he married somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was upset, but you know what? Her journey, she saved other people. So
that's
that was
it.
Meant to be.
Something
see how that's meant to be?
Yeah, that was.
She got down there, and then she did something else.
Other things
and then
are.
She kept going back and forth.
Not 750 everything, not everything is meant to be. Some things are meant not to be.
I don't know about that. To make it turn that frown upside down, Rob.
No,
what are you doing?
No, you're turning the frown upside down the other way.
You got lemons? You make lemonade.
Correct.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that everything that horrible happens is okay. It's not okay.
You got to look at it differently. I know. You're right. But
no.
These human emotions, they're such a pain. Humans and your emotions. Yeah. Oh, what a drag.
It's tough being a human, man.
You know. Ugh.
No one said this would be easy.
No, they didn't.
You know.
Remember what Katharine Hepburn said?
I don't know. She was shaking too much.
Old age is not for sissies.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The catalilies are in bloom.
Yeah, that's true.
I liked her. Although, even though she was cheating with Spencer Tracy. He was a married man. What are you doing?
Everybody's cheating with people.
I'm not.
Well, everybody else is.
I don't think everyone is. There's some good people out there.
It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means something's wrong.
I think
wrong.
It does. It makes you wrong. It makes you dishonest.
Something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
They don't just do that for nothing.
No. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think it's a sign of dishonesty. It's a trait.
Sure, it's dishonest.
But, you know.
Whatever. Let's move on, shall we?
Did you hear
about the royal family?
The Harry and the Meghan thing. Oh my God. I love it. I love how she just said, Harry, this is what we're doing. And he went, okay, mate. Yes. Let's do that. I love it.
Yeah.
A little more.
I think his accent's a little more progressive
than
that.
It's more, you know, darling.
That's the one.
I love you so much. That's right.
He's a Windsor, of course. Do you know Harry's full name?
I don't. I looked it up. Just like Williams is long.
There is no business card that can contain this.
There's no business like show business.
This is his name.
Uh-huh. Can you say it? Crikey.
Right. Here it goes. Here it is.
Yeah.
Henry Charles Albert David.
I can't. That's enough.
Windsor.
Oh, the Windsor's in there. That's his last name, right?
Yeah.
Like the castle.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it's supposed to. I think you're automatically a Windsor.
Yeah. So Megan said she had a lot of words involved. You know what? She's already in Vancouver doing voiceovers for something.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Good for her. I love it.
By the way, her name now is Megan Ellen Susan Frances Loretta.
Sure. I think she's still Meghan Markle, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
She's back here.
You don't want to change your name to Windsor.
She's across the pond.
Megan Windsor? Nah, that doesn't sound good.
And you know what? Now she can make money. That's the whole thing. Before they couldn't make money or have jobs.
Right.
She's like all set
they
now.
They want a normal life.
They want one. Why can't they have one?
They can.
Stupid
they
royals.
Can.
What
no,
do they do? They're
no,
puppets.
They're releasing them.
Good, that's right.
That's fine.
Did you hear the wax museum? They like separated them from the others.
Yes.
They take it so literally.
It is such a you know? Stupid thing to do.
Like
really
Diana,
is.
They put her in a car.
Yeah.
They can't. You can't. You know, stop it.
A wax car.
A wax car. There was some ketchup
crazy,
involved.
Man.
I don't know.
Really,
is this tacky? I don't care.
So yeah, it's too soon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're leaving the system, man. And I don't think Elizabeth is real keen on this. But what's she going to do? What are you going to do?
Harry's her favorite.
Yeah.
She loves Harry.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she loves that kid. That's probably why she's like kind of like, well,
nice,
what do you want?
Looks like a nice guy.
What you won't looks love, like a nice I guy. Will agree to
looks like
it.
They get along nice. Now their kid,
yeah,
is.
Well, see, they're not even lined for the throne. That's my other thing.
No,
it's William and his kids.
That's why
he's like whatever.
That's why they're leaving.
Get the hell out of here.
That was it.
There's no throne for you.
That came up in the family meeting.
Yeah.
Harry said, "What's the point of hanging
around?
There's none. There's nothing going to happen.
You just got to stand there and look good and always behave and never swear.
Why don't we just go start
our own business? He can't get naked anymore and
no.
get kitches taken. Was behind.
No.
Remember that?
Well, now he can.
Him and Justin Bieber.
Now he can do it.
Famous butts. He's not going to do it now. He's older.
He's got a kid. When you have a kid, it changes.
Yeah.
Changes you.
Right.
Not for the better.
I don't know. Justin Bieber has a kid, too.
So they named their kid Archibald.
Yeah. Well.
Seriously.
Archie. We have an Archie over here. He's just one Archie. Well, there's two. There's Archie the comics and there's Archie Bunker. We only have two Archies.
But we don't call any of them Archibald.
No, we don't.
You don't do that.
You know,
don't do that to a person.
Whose name was Archibald? What famous actor changed his name?
Cox?
Nope.
Leak?
Nope.
Archibald.
You're close.
Oh, Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Yes.
Archibald Leach.
Yes, right.
Very good.
Right.
So it's a British name.
Yeah.
Because he was a British dude.
But still. Well, the kid's not going to go to regular school anyway, so what's the difference?
He's going to get beat up. He'll have red hair and be called Archibald.
So,
Forget about it. He's all done.
He is Archibald Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Ooh.
That's his full name.
Sounds like a cup of tea.
Right. Which I guess is okay because he's never going to be working at McDonald's. It's like Archibald.
Yeah, I know.
A mop up.
Maybe
mop
he
up,
for an
March.
Experiment he could.
Yeah.
He could be like undercover boss. He could only McDonald's.
undercover king.
I love it. Only a prince for you, my love. You'll never be king.
Prince.
No.
I'm a
duke and earl. Something.
That's funny.
We're going to Vancouver.
Oh, good for them. Let them shake it up, man.
That's right. Whole
monarchy thing. Nobody even really goes there. No, but even the people that live in England at this point are going, all right.
Yeah, it's just someone famous. It's their Kardashians. Yeah. That's all it is.
It is.
The Kardashians here don't do anything.
That's nothing to brag about, by the way.
It's not. They got big butts. I don't know what that's even about, but.
I don't know.
Did you know there was a kidnapping last week?
Yes, this is, you know, this
is a great story. Yeah.
Go on. You do it.
No, but you know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
I do. There was an Amber Alert.
Yeah. It even came on my son's phone, who wasn't even alive.
It was ringing.
I was
downstairs with Nancy, and we had some people over.
7 o'clock at night. I never forget.
and everybody's phone went off at once, and we all looked at each other like, "Uh-oh!"
I thought it was a tornado.
Yeah, something.
Oh, really?
Something.
I thought weather.
Yeah, okay,
but still, that's a, okay.
But it was
but
amazing
was scary.
About all the phones. All the phones.
His, like I said, his phone. He doesn't even have a phone number. It's just attached to the internet, and it came through. It rang. It did. It's like where?
Yeah, you know. Anyway. You know, it's fairly important. You know.
You know.
You're not. They're not doing it because your pizza's
they're
ready.
Not messing around.
No.
Okay, so that happened.
Yeah.
Charlotte was her name. She was 11 years old. It was in Springfield.
Yes, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts. And these people saw it happen.
Yep.
So they started following the guy.
Yes, good for them.
Good for them, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're catching hell for this because they had their kids in the car. They're driving fast. They're going through red lights. Yeah. I would have done the same thing.
Why couldn't they just get the license plate number?
They got the license plate. Yeah. They showed a video of the woman.
They should
have
stopped at that point.
She put a video on her Facebook page, which you can go find out.
Yeah.
Her name's Denise, not Denise, whatever.
Yeah.
So her name
were they telling the car just to get the license plate or to follow it?
They wanted to follow it, too.
Yeah, so you don't do that.
I would have done it. What is the matter with you? What if the guy got away? What if he got away? How would you live with yourself?
He's not going to get away if you get the license plate number. The cops can track him down.
Some people have been saying
that. Well, that's exactly what happened, though, because the guy got on the turnpike and the cops did stop him.
Yeah, there was
him.
A helicopter and cops and everything.
They got it down.
I still would have done it. I don't care. I would have got on the phone.
Not with your kids in the car, Tori.
My kids are grown.
All right. Let's make believe they're not, okay?
I still would have done it then.
All right.
I still would have done it.
My kids are grown.
I still would have.
Good excuse.
You can say the same thing. All right, but I'm a different kind of person.
Yeah.
I would sympathetic with these people. I would have been pedal to the metal,
following
this guy. He's not getting away on my watch. Do what that guy just did.
Yeah.
Saved her life. They saved her life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Amber Alert thing saved, saved her life. And it was great to see that some form of technology actually works.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because technology sucks, really. It's made us worse in every single way.
Well, you know,
except for that.
It was named Amber for a reason.
Yes.
For the girl Amber that was ultimately killed. So you have to, now we're going to try to reverse that and make things better. And it worked. You're right.
Fantastic. You're right. It was a kumbaya kind of thing because all of a sudden you realize that even though we have different political views amongst ourselves in this country, that something like that just pulls us together. There's nothing, you just don't even think about that at that point.
All right.
And that's what unfortunately it takes something like that to pull us together. That's the problem.
That's true. We also have to keep this guy in jail. And this guy had a record.
Yeah.
So if you read about this guy, 24-year-old guy, he assaulted his sister.
Yes.
He's a mental case.
Oh, even the family said,
that's what I'm saying.
Put him away.
Why is he running around?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't let this guy run around. He's just going to do it again.
That's enabling.
Oh,
you're absolutely right.
That's
the real question. How was he even?
He'll get a fancy lawyer, and that makes me sick. That these lawyers know we have rights, and then they just work. They find these loopholes, and they do that, and then this guy's walking the streets.
You know that's been a bane of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Is the legal system, because even if a guy did it.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's assigned to this guy must defend them as
they
a
have,
defense
we all
attorney.
Have rights, and I agree that we should all have rights.
You don't have it helps rights if you really did it,
exactly,
though.
But it's in place to keep innocent people from going to jail, and I appreciate that.
But what if they catch the guy with the girl in the car,
exactly.
He's got a record, and he says, no, I didn't
this
do
should
it.
Be circumstance
no,
for that.
No, you didn't do it.
And unfortunately, that's a legal system.
Yeah, I know.
It has to stay in place so we don't hang innocent people.
You
happens.
You had an attorney in your family.
They avoided criminal law for this reason.
Yeah.
And if we just, what do you want to say? Someone's a lawyer, you don't like them. They might be a different kind of lawyer.
I wonder so much how a high-powered defense attorney
who makes
tons of money off of it can live with themselves.
Yeah, I've asked myself that,
knowing so well
that
these people did it. They told them they did it. They've done the investigations. No question.
I don't even know if they can tell
someone,
them they did it. They have to not be able to know that. They have to pretend they didn't hear it.
Some things are incredibly obvious.
I know. But you know what? Another reason I think they do it, besides the bling, is that now they know they're safe. They're not going to come after them. They'll go after the judge. But they They're all safe. If you're defending guilty people, criminals, murderers, deviants, why are they going to come after you? You're their friend. They're going to go after the prosecutor.
What if you lose? What if you lose the case?
The guy goes to jail. You're still safe, right?
Well, I guess, for that period of time.
For that period of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a lucrative business. And
it's part of our... They always say, our legal system is not perfect, but it's the best we have. That's the only thing that explanation ever works for. You know, if something happened and they said, well, it isn't great, but it's the best we
got. Over in the Middle East, they're lopping off your hands. Yeah. They're lopping off your head.
Yeah.
So you have to weigh it. Do we want to go to that kind of a barbaric system where someone's guilty? So let's just go chop his head off.
It's kind of the other extreme, I believe.
I don't even think we're at an extreme. We're not letting guilty people walk the streets all the time.
It's not one or the other.
Right. So I think we're fine in for that.
I know.
You know.
It's just some things are just so like, what are we talking about?
Some things, some people deserve to be thrown off a cliff. I'm not going to disagree with that. I will not disagree with that. When you hurt a child, I mean, I don't have any mercy for you.
Are you familiar with the name of Lev Parnas?
No. Sounds like an athlete, though, but go on.
Not at all.
Scientist?
The guy actually came to this country when he was 3 years old, and he doesn't speak perfect English yet. Mm-hmm. He's involved in this Ukrainian scandal thing.
Oh,
he was one of Giuliani's associates.
Yep.
And he's singing right now. He's starting to sing.
Good,
And not on American Idol. You know,
wow,
like he's
starting
to, he's really.
You watch that show. I'm sorry. Go on.
I'm aware of it. I don't watch it.
I'm clarification.
Aware of it enough to make a joke.
There you go.
And a comparison.
All right, Howard Stern. Go on.
All right. Okay. I find humorous the company that he started. Oh. It's called Fraud.
Microsoft?
Fraud Guarantee is the name of his company.
No.
Seriously.
So he knew all about it, though. He's pretending to stop it, but this way he's getting in the inside. That's kind of clever, actually.
Yeah. He knew all about it. He's out on bail. He's already been indicted for doing this stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. It's getting worse for Trump. Nothing seems to happen to Trump, but it's getting worse for him.
For everybody else.
And I'm just telling you, this thing where you can't indict a president, I can't.
That's why he's so desperate to win again. What happens when he does win again, Ron? What's happening then?
Your phrasing of the question is not to my liking.
The oracle is speaking now, so what are you going to do?
Oh, damn you, oracle.
damn you to hell.
I guess even an oracle can be really wrong in
one
category.
I don't go that far down the road. I told you, these predictions are very recent.
Yeah, you do.
Ask me again in November.
All right, fine. I'll see if I can remember.
Oh, no. Don't ask me in November because it's going to be maybe bad.
It's going to be maybe. It's going to be. Every day it's further away from that possibility.
Okay, great.
That's what I truly
believe.
Then
let's not worry.
Look, the time is going to come in November. I'll just say this very quickly.
Okay.
The time is going to come in November when people are going to have to go to that little booth and they're going to say, can I possibly put up four years more of this crap, this tweeting?
If they're doing well, they will. If they're doing well, they will.
Not as many as you think.
Right. That's all
they've
it comes
been doing
down
well
to.
For a long time.
Right.
And this cannot go on forever, this doing
racism
well.
Is strong in this country.
Very much so.
So,
very much so.
You know, there's that.
But there ain't as many of those as you think.
No.
I know.
I hope not.
We're playing to 40% of the country.
Uh-huh.
It's not a lot. And I think some stuff can happen that can whittle that down pretty good. Anyway. Let's move on to something else, shall we?
I have one more thing.
Go on.
What do you think of wooden toilet seats? That smile betrays you, my friend.
The immediate response is the splinter in the ass syndrome.
See, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So why do they make them?
Because they're varnished. They're shellacked.
What's wrong with plastic?
I don't know why have them to begin with. I believe it's because at a day and age in our history, that's all we had. We didn't have plastic.
We had holes in the ground, man, going way back.
Well, all right, hole or
outhouses.
Wood.
They still have those in the South. But listen.
Everything was made of wood. Even teeth were made of wood at
a point.
Yes,
well, now it's not. It's 2020,
correct.
Dude.
So who's buying wooden toilet seats?
They're selling them. They're selling them.
They'll sell everything.
Listen, we just took one off our toilet and put a plastic one on.
Sure. You had a wooden one?
For years. It started to chip away when you slam that lid down. The two little sides, you get little, the varnish would come off the paint. And then you see the wood underneath.
It's the varnish.
Get the hell out of here with the wood.
No question about it.
Stupid.
It is stupid. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
I mean, yes.
You're the only one backing me up. I've done a poll. I've done a toilet seat poll recently.
You know, like 2 years ago, I stopped wearing my wooden underpants. Splinter,
why are you just making
like you
jokes?
Would not believe.
This is a wooden toilet seat.
I understand that. I believe you.
People have them. What's the matter with you?
They have hardwood floors in bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right under the toilet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's moisture in there.
I have one. It's stupid.
It's moist. What?
You know how many times someone's peed on the floor near the
gross.
Toilet by mistake?
Just tile it, dude. You're supposed to have a tile floor in a bathroom.
Dude. Tile it,
what's the matter with you people?
Tile it, dude. My significant other wants it tiled, and I say,
that's a
great
project,
idea.
No, that's
it's
expensive.
A big project. You
it
have to
is.
Take the toilet out and the sink and
oh, of
everything.
Course you do. You got to hire someone, I think. I don't think you could do that. I'd like to watch, though. You can do that.
It's funny you even use the phrase, I can do that.
Can you change your roll of toilet paper? No. I don't even know about that. So
you think I procrastinate? Wait until you see me procrastinate that one.
Yeah, clean remodeling. Yeah, Ron's remodeling the bathroom, everyone. Yeah. Come watch. Uh-oh. It's hilarious.
It would be.
Your own reality show.
No, I can't do that, and I don't want to, and I can't afford it.
Well, I'd put towel there. That's all.
Put a towel down, did you say?
Tile. Wood. Oh. Wood bathrooms. Yeah, wood toilets.
I can
seats.
Buy a sheet of linoleum wood and just not, put it around.
Yeah, because wood doesn't belong in bathrooms. No, stop this right now.
You shouldn't have be. Wood's done.
Yeah, forget
wood's
about done. It.
Forget
Good
the
night.
Wood.
Save the trees.
Yes, yeah, the trees.
Shit on plastic.
Save the whales. Shit on Thank plastics. You. Shit on the whales.
Thank you.
All right. Here's a. This is a story about a Milwaukee woman. Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Who lives there? What's going on in Milwaukee?
There are women
There's
in
no
Milwaukee.
Ocean. That's the middle of the country. It's this kinda, is the Midwest. You're talking about Wisconsin.
No kind
of
is no point.
Laverne and Shirley. That's all I know about Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's beer and cheese.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
And was that impressive?
It sounds like a party.
Was that impressive?
There's no ocean. No.
It was not impressive.
What do you do? There's a lake? That's not good enough. I want the ocean. Go on.
Did you know there's a lot of this country that has no ocean near it? Did
I'm
you
not,
know that?
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Oklahoma. Stick it.
Isn't it interesting that almost all of the cities that are on the ocean are more progressive than the ones that aren't?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting, huh?
I can't breathe if I'm in Kansas. I can't breathe. There's no breathing.
I can't breathe if I'm in Denver.
Yeah, Colorado. It's the height. It's the air. It's thinner. It's elevation.
I always thought, I don't know if we talked about this, I always thought the Colorado-Denver was in the upper western part of the country. But
Yes, Washington State,
like Wyoming.
Oh yeah,
like near Washington State, in the general Washington State vicinity,
right?
In the metro
Oregon.
Washington State, right? Yeah,
sure.
But and then you look at a map, and it's smack dab in the middle of the country.
Colorado? It's not.
It's damn close to it.
It's mountain time.
Check your
central
map.
Central is central,
Check
dude.
Your map,
I would have.
Dude.
I can see my map in my brain right now. It's west.
Your map's wrong.
Colorado
I see
is
your map,
west.
And it's not. It's.
It's
just
not.
About.
You've got California, you've got Nevada, and you've got Colorado, it's leftish.
Check it out,
it's westish.
Check it out.
All right, I just know.
Do you have an Alexa in your house?
A what?
An Alexa thing?
No, but you do. I'm looking right
at
it.
Oh, I do.
Is it Siri or Alexa?
Oh, it's Alexa.
Okay.
Oh, it's Alexa.
You know, why are you saying it? She's going to say something. Oh, it just flashed.
Yep.
Oh, you set it up.
The
government's listening now, but they were before.
I walked into my bedroom a couple of days ago, and Alexa was going through my drawers. I know.
Your wooden drawers?
It's the way, well, yes. Actually,
See?
They
there
were. Actually, they were.
Enough with the wood.
Yeah.
Go to IKEA. Stop this.
I'll do a little demonstration for you.
No,
I've done this on the show before.
I don't want one because my phone's listening to me right now. I don't need a machine that I know does it.
It's going to be fascinating.
Okay.
All right. Let me get the microphones turned up. Here we go.
No. Okay.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Okay, get this all the way. Alexa, fart for me.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me right now?
Now, I did not teach Alexa to do that. That is baked into the program.
But you looked it up somehow. You found out about it.
I found out about it. I was watching something on TV, and they said, "Did you know that Alexa like is programmed to do that like
gross.
Automatically?" I said, "No.
What?
It's not gross.
Wait a minute.
They try to make her as human as possible.
Really?
Yes.
She can fart on command then.
Yeah. There's a little stain on the table near there.
You know what? This is technology. 2020. And again, this is what we've accomplished. There's still cancer, but that can happen.
Yeah. Well, it's both.
We can send a man to Mars, which we haven't done yet.
Right.
I know who I want to send. And then but this thing is doing that.
It's a technical achievement, no matter how you slice it.
Okay.
All right. Milwaukee woman says she was fired for doing social media posts supporting President Trump.
Good. That's a start.
Robin.
It's absurd.
Robin Pollock says her Facebook comments led to someone leaving a bad review on the page.
Good.
Of her former employer, Precision Dental MKE.
Yes.
On her site, it says up at the top, Make America Great Again. Her employer saw that on the site.
Right.
And she got fired.
Good.
Because they said that's not the kind of person that we feel
exactly.
should be in managerial
Keep your politics
term.
To yourself. If you're a rabid racist, we get it.
Well,
you want,
of course,
you like
now,
Trump.
Now, she's considering a lawsuit against the company, but let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to work.
No.
Because the company can do what they
can,
want,
that's right.
and they can consider that
they can fire you for
poor,
no reason.
They can consider that poor judgment right. in their estimation.
Stupid. She's stupid.
Yeah. Now, you can't do it for religious reasons. You can't do it for race reasons.
Okay, right.
In some cases, you can't do it for sexual promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
But for political reason, go for it. Go for it.
All right, let me tell you something right now. There's businesses in the city that I live in that have political signs on their property.
Certainly.
How stupid.
Certainly.
Why would you announce who you want to win?
It is very stupid.
You know what? They get approached, though, by these people. They're friends of them. Oh, can we put a sign on your lawn?
Sure.
Oh, sure. On your business?
They they have no concept because they are losing business for sure. I let me tell you something, Tori, and I'm raising my hand in front of your face. I would not go in that establishment. I would not go in if there were a sign like that in front of the place. I would not. I'd
they
go
think it's a
else.
Local Republican candidate. It's the same thing to me. It's still a Republican.
Well, we do this out of Massachusetts. Most people aren't Republicans, but do what you want.
Yeah, it's weird when you see like a red people here. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is weird.
Because you know what? They just think they have the money.
Yeah.
They're either rich or stupid. And sometimes both.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I don't care. Whatever.
I don't think the economy can sustain for this long. I think something's going to happen, and then he's done. He's done anyway.
Oh, God. How
he's
do we
done anyway.
Work
he's
ourselves back
he's
to
got
him.
Terrible numbers when the economy is that good.
Right.
And unless you actually have investment in the stock market, your 401k isn't going really very high.
Oh, just a gun nuts. The gun nuts love them.
Whatever. Yeah.
These are Second Amendment idiots.
No, these are people that are selling their soul in order to get their point across and sell away. I don't know what to tell you.
What else you got?
I'm
the farting thing was it?
I'm
that was
as,
it?
I'm as
you
clean
left
as,
on a,
as
on
clean
a
as a colonoscopy
fart,
here.
Alexis.
As clean as a,
oh, no.
I would like to market a monthly douche where on a monthly basis, and I have to check with doctors, it'll be a mild kind of thing that would empty your entire body like you're getting a colonoscopy.
Why don't you just drink a solution?
Because you're not supposed to really do that. It's a little too strong. I just want something that'll do it like for a day and not, so I'm not sitting on the toilet for 5 hours.
Well, that's a day. You just said do it for a day.
Yeah, but I want to sit on a toilet for 5 hours.
Well, I don't understand how it's supposed to work.
It cleans you out. But
in what way?
In one shot. It's a one-shot clean.
Okay.
That or some type of a plumber's aid.
I think they have those things like in California. You go to a spa,
possibly.
I think they call it. And
yeah, that's going to cost you.
Yeah, they do it. It's called a colon cleanse or a thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what it would be.
That's a scam. Don't do that. Those people are,
scam unless I market it correctly.
I don't buy it. I think it's all just
no, you wouldn't buy it.
Snake oil.
You literally would not buy it.
No, it's something. Snake something.
Snake oil. It's snake like up. I get you.
That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
I don't,
I'm
not having
a joke there.
Right.
Huh?
I'm a humorist.
Yeah.
That's the humorous part of the Oracle. I'm not doing it. I can see myself not doing that ever.
So many sides to you.
Yeah. It just sounds dangerous. And they're not like the guy in Hawaii that was like doing liposuction and was killing people, wherever it was. I don't even know. It was, you know what? Just stop it. People are so desperate to look good and feel good that they're willing to sell their souls and they end up dying. Some of them. And it's wrong. You're fine the way you are. Just stop eating junk food. Maybe walk around a little bit. Just, you know what? And don't smoke. Don't do drugs. It's pretty simple. What are you looking for? The utopia? You're not going to find it.
Well, we strive toward those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I always find it fascinating how they're doing research on these horrible diseases that we could all get. You know, like even diabetes.
I probably have one now.
Like, we all have something.
Yeah, we're all dying anyway.
Bottom.
Here we go.
See, there you go.
Technically,
we've all got something that isn't right in the body. Not that it's fatal. But it's not going to make
everything
things...
is fatal.
No, Tori, gas is
life
not fatal.
Is fatal.
I've had gas since I was a
child.
No,
but I mean life is
fine.
Fatal. Life is a fatal disease.
that is so negative.
But it's actually reality.
Well, why would you have to point that out to people?
Because no one is immortal. I don't have to point it out. We all know it.
But why?
Why dance around it? Why ignore it?
First of all, I don't dance. And secondly, as long as I'm alive, why wouldn't I try to be?
Yeah, I'm not saying
not
don't try.
Pain?
I'm not saying don't try.
Well, you kind of did.
No,
I just said
don't
like,
do stupid things.
Point?
Well, I mean, just obviously don't overeat and don't do stupid
but if
things.
If you have a condition and they can come up with a resolve,
good.
Yes, that's what I
extend
said.
Extend your life if it's going to be a quality of life.
Well, it's not necessarily an extension. It is a quality thing. Like while you're alive,
you
don't want to hobble around.
No, of course not.
Or be on a feeding tube.
But Dr. Kevorkian wasn't a bad person. I agree with you. People are suffering. There's no law that should make them have to keep suffering. I totally agree with you.
As long as it was the choice of the people to do that.
And I watched an HBO special on that. It was very, very sad. But you know what? I'm glad people had the choice to do that.
Yes. The point is that it's kind of like the abortion issue in a way. Yes, in
it's,
a way.
It's all right to life.
Correct.
Right.
Do you have a right to take a life, whether it's yours or a child's?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, life begins at conception or life begins at birth. I mean, there's this whole two different camps.
There are two camps.
Quiet down over there. We didn't call for that. There was no call for you. Yeah.
There are two camps.
Yes.
Usually separated by a lake.
Yep.
So that the girls can't get to the boys, the boys can't
get
to the
girls. Again, these lakes. It's not the ocean. What's going on with this middle earth?
It's a body of water. It's enough.
Not having it. I want the coast. The coast or nothing.
If you look at the globe, there are many countries that are landlocked.
Yes,
many, many countries.
Yes, I know.
And you're saying, like, why would anybody live there?
They can't help it. They were born there.
What are you supposed to put there? Just, like, nothing?
No, it's you know what? Some people, though, they're born and they die in the same place. And that, to me, is so sad.
Correct.
You never saw anything else. I mean, I guess with money and things like that, that happens.
Suppose.
And you're okay. Some people
but
are happy.
But you know what I like about that? About these little European villages where you know everybody, which is not for me. For my personality, that would be horrible.
You have to speak another language, though. Don't you?
All right, let's say
I can't live there.
All right. But you do speak other languages, so that for you this doesn't work.
A little bit, okay.
But wouldn't it be great to just get up in the morning and say, I need a loaf of bread. I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to walk and get... They walk.
That's what Gianni Versace did. He walked to get something, and he never came back. So you got to be careful with this walking. I'll be right back. I saw that movie. It doesn't end well.
I agree with you.
You know what? Don't do it in Brazil.
Well, you take
I've seen those videos.
Your chances even driving to the bakery.
Yes.
So come on.
Bakery. Look at you.
To get the bread.
Do you go to bakeries? Do they still have bakeries? Aren't they in supermarkets now? There's not a bakery.
You're right. There are
some. There used to be.
There are some.
There's someone in like North End.
Those are the ones that White's Bakery.
Yeah. Whatever.
And you got to be careful because those are like just really full of sugar and horrible breads.
Aren't bakeries all full of sugar? Isn't that what they're about?
Yeah. I was growing up, there was a bakery.
They smell good, don't they?
That was what it was about, Tori.
Oh, the smell.
There are two smells from establishments that I cannot get away from. One is a bakery and the other is
gas station, right?
No, God, no. Gas station.
Okay.
We're talking
about. Okay, go on.
The other is a Chinese takeout place.
Oh, negative.
Are you serious?
You lost me there.
Why?
No Asian food smells. Please. That includes India. That includes all of Russia.
Very smart for a restaurant to blow their aroma outside because it makes people hungry.
Chinese food, no.
So what's the difference? Ugh. What's the difference?
Just what's awful. The difference? There's a big difference. Big difference. I just like the bakery smell.
Oh, well, that's you. Well, then get an air freshener with the bakery smell.
No, because then it gets overwhelming. It's good for here and there.
Bakery smell's not overwhelming.
If you had it 24 hours a day.
It is.
I just want a little whiff.
Yeah. I think a little whiff. Well, you're dating the wrong person, I guess.
I know.
I know.
I have problems.
Okay. We all have problems.
Yeah. I have more than most people.
No, you don't. You actually don't. You probably have less
really?
Than most
Thank
people.
Thank you. You're the first person to say that to me. Thank you.
As soon as you start delving into somebody's life, you will say, oh, I guess mine isn't that bad
after all. It's true.
It's always that way. It's that grass is
Would you trade
greener
lives
thing.
With somebody? Who would you trade lives with? Anybody?
You always think that everybody.
I don't think anybody.
You always
I
think
would.
You would until you find out that they have this disease.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And that their relationship is behind closed doors, not what you thought it was.
Yeah.
Nobody would want my life.
I already know that.
Whenever I see a sexy woman.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how often?
A lot. On the television?
Television, walking around in the supermarket, whatever.
Okay, just trying to clarify.
I always say to myself, boy, would I love to go home to that, man. My life would be
She's
beautiful.
She's probably evil person.
Biggest bitch ever walking.
Yeah, see.
Biggest bitch ever walking.
Hello. Right, so.
How you doing?
You're good.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So I'm just saying, that's part of the green grass deal.
Mm.
And you're usually better off where you are.
You know what they call that?
What?
The devil you know.
The devil you know with the
It's better than the devil you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know
So
the
people
devil.
Just abbreviate it with the devil you know.
You don't know Jack.
Jack Bauer. Oh, my God. I missed that show. Oh, such a great.
I was never into that.
Really? 24?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
It's the best. Nope. It was like a movie in one hour every week. You're like, they left you hanging.
Yeah.
My parents watched it. That's how I started. My parents, I'd sit down at the table and I'd be watching. I'd go, what's this? It's quiet. 24 is on. And then I'd watch and I'd be like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I been?
Mm-hmm.
And I missed the first 2 years or 3 years.
It's great.
I should go back and rewatch it. But I have other things.
Can you binge watch those things?
You can. Mm-hmm. You should. That's when you have to, because it really leaves you at a point where you need to just find out right away. It must have been hell set to wait a whole week. I hate that stuff when you got to wait a week.
Yeah.
That's why Netflix has it on the ball. They release the entire thing at once, and you sit there and you binge it.
It's usually like that now.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
These networks going out of business. I'm sorry.
Oh, it definitely is. If you watch any award shows on television, the networks, nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No.
HBO maybe, but that's not really a network. It's just on your
And now you got Hulu, Amazon Prime. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
You got to pay for that crap.
Eh.
Well, it's not free.
Eh. No. For you.
Not a good answer.
Nah.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You just got to tap into the pole. You got to climb the pole, and you got to do some adjustments up there. I've seen it. I saw it the other day. I saw these guys with a ladder. They weren't even utility. They're just doing something with their own.
They were just guys?
Just guys. I have a witness. So. I can prove this.
Did they have just a regular antenna on their roof?
No, they were doing something on the telephone pole outside of their house.
Just the regular guys.
Regular guys. I have a witness. Uh-uh.
All right, let me explain something.
They weren't. There was no truck.
I need to talk to
them. They were doing something, maybe not legal.
Tori,
what am I supposed? I'm not reporting. I'm not telling you where. I'm just saying.
That belongs to the public utility or to the company.
Where.
That's.
I know exactly where though, and where, and it was in somewhere around here.
They could have been arrested.
Well, I was on a motorcycle. Unless, I can't do anything.
Unless they were private contractors who were working for the electric company.
Yeah,
maybe
they were then.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're making
probably
quite
fine.
An assumption.
I'm just, Oracling. That's fine.
Oracling. Try her new bottle of Oracling. All right. She's Tori Lagarde, and Monday's almost over, so this has got to stop.
And it's been 2 weeks. I'll be here next week again.
Oh, you will.
But next month, I'll be gone another 2 weeks, so you have to live with it.
Where are you going?
Atlanta.
All right. Don't tell me.
I just did.
Okay.
But it's a big place.
Good for you.
Might be outside of Atlanta, too. Might not be the Atlanta. It's got surrounding towns, by the way.
Why indeed would you go to a place with no ocean?
It's Georgia. There's an ocean not that far.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to it.
Okay.
It's still a state with an ocean.
It's feasible.
It's like Florida.
Okay.
It's right there.
All right.
I'm not going to Kansas. You can't pay me to go to Kansas.
You're right.
Well, I know somebody in Kansas. Sorry if you're listening who lives in Kansas.
Well, we didn't talk dollar amounts. I'm sure I can pay you to go to Kansas.
You probably can.
Yeah.
It depends, though. I like to fly. I love to fly. I'm not afraid of flying.
Yeah.
So that would work.
Perfect. Well, you got it made. She's Tori Lagarde, and she'll be back next week. Can people get in touch with you if they want to? I wouldn't suggest it, first of all.
Well, what's your email? Email you.
Oh,
and you'll tell me what it
all
is.
All right. Well, it's ronvandamshow@gmail.com.
That's long. ronvandamshow@gmail.com. All right.
It's worth the time.
What do you want to tell me? Don't tell me you don't like me, because put all forms of criticism in the form of a compliment.
Right.
Well, yeah, it was
right.
Put all criticism in the form of a compliment. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
There you go. There you have it.
That'll be fine.
Okay. She knows what she's doing.
They do.
I think. Have yourselves a wonderful day. There's your Victoria music.
Oh, no way.